start this. This is Yvette Stalens recording Monique Knoysen and Monique van Hoefte. At Horsey Manor on the 27th of February 2015. So I'm going to ask you both, first of all, where you were born, and tell me a little bit about your family. So I'll start with you. Can you say your name from the microphone, please?
Monique van Hoefte.
Okay, tell me a bit about your family, Monique.
I was born in Ghent.
And your parents, what did they do?
My dad worked at Shell, at the refinery. My mum was a housewife. They started dancing when my dad was stopped working. And when I was young, I was only a child, my mom encouraged me to, she said to me, you have to do something to come out of the house. And that was, she thought of folk dancing. Yeah, that's what I did.
And what sort of dancing?
Folk dancing, that was international folk dancing.
So how old would you have been, roughly?
17, maybe.
Okay. And where did you dance?
In Ghent, at a hall behind a cafe.
And was that a folk dance society or group, or do you recall?
No, it was a group on its own. I think they split up with a bit of difficulty. They had been part of a larger, with more groups. Mm-hmm. But that was just one group that I went to.
Okay. And what about you, Monique? How did you, tell me a little bit about where you were born and your family.
I was born in Antwerp, and my parents were folk dancers. They were already dancers before the Second World War. So when I was about 15, they still danced in a group of what you would call country dancers, much couple dances, not the Israelian and Balkan dancing, but just for a bit elderly people. So I went with them when I was 15, and if there was anyone short, I jumped in, and there was this lady who had a group of her own, and she said, well, she shouldn't be here, she should be in my group, So I started when I was 15, and I've been dancing ever since.
Yeah. And how do you two know each other?
At a certain point, we were in these groups were part of a larger folk dance society in Flanders, the VDCV.
VDCV, what is
Flemish Folk Dance Society?
Okay.
And on one of the weekends, we met and we went to the same dance events, also dance events in Holland, English dancing weeks then. So that's how we met.
And roughly when was that?
In the 70s, I think.
Yes, must be something like that, yeah. 70s, 80s, yeah.
Okay, and how did you come to Holsey?
I came with Philip Kahns many years ago. We had in Belgium an English caller for the weekend, and he was doing the Easter weekend here in Holsey, and I think he asked Philippe to come to his weekend if he wasn't interested to come to the weekend. So that was a very long time ago. So the English country dancing was mostly partners that came to dance. So he asked me to come with him since he was on his own. And Well, that was the start, and we loved it here. It was the place is wonderful, and these dancers we met there were fabulous. It was an awful good lot of dancers, so that was really a quite extraordinary experience for us. And then that was just the once, and then afterwards he met Andrew Shaw. And when he started his weekends, he asked Philippe, and Philippe asked me, and so on.
So tell me about Philippe. He's a caller?
He's a caller. He's a Belgian caller, and he does a lot of research also on the English dances and on American. He writes new dances, so he's a rather well-known caller in England and in America as well.
Mm. And you came as also at the beginning?
Well, Wendy had been here a few times. I was asked if I was interested to join them, and of course I was.
Okay, and what was your impression of Halsey?
Well, it was better than everything I ever experienced dance-wise. I mean.
So what makes Halsey special for dancers?
Well, the level. I had to do my very best at first. And the caller. The caller is, yes, even for us, he's very clear, even difficult dances. He can explain them very well. So I think he's the one.
Yeah.
And the people. People, the level is... Yeah, we have to do our very best. Now, well, we've been here many times and we feel at home, I think. Friendly and good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And has Halsey changed over the years since you've been coming? Have there been any changes that you've been aware of? Or is it just always the same? Is it?
Well, the place is very nice, and it's sure the accommodation is better now than it was in the first years.
What's the difference?
Well, the rooms are very nice, and the en suites, that's very comfortable for a dancer. If you want to take a shower and you don't have to queue up, be in line for the bathroom to take a bath, that's very good.
Did you have to do that?
Well, some years ago it would happen that you had to wait until one of the showers were free. It happened that they were not very hot when you had to go under. But that are minor yeah. problems. It is a wonderful place, and we are very glad to be able to come. We're very good looked after. The food is good. Everything is here to make your stay very comfortable. So
you've been coming since the
93 or 95, I don't know.
Yeah. And you come every year?
Well, we skipped some years, but now I think Andrew said it was the 14th or the 15th weekend he did.
And I think it started in 2001. That must be the...
Yeah.
Is that the 15th?
I missed two of them for personal reasons. Well, last year with the floods, I didn't have the courage to come. Let's be honest.
And is Belgium big on folk dance?
Mm. No, it's a small world.
Yes, not at the moment.
I don't think that there are dancers that we don't know.
No.
English dance. Dancers,
that's a very small world. Yes. It used to be. The organization of which I spoke was very, very big at a certain moment. But it's kind of people are not interested in doing things longer than, let's say, 4 or 5 times every week, and then they've seen it and they jump to something else. Mm. So. It's at the moment it's on a low level. It's more when we danced, it was rather international. So you did Flemish dances, but English dances and Yugoslavian and Israelian and whatever was danceable, we could do it. But now the groups are more specialized. You have groups that dance Balkan dances, but they don't do English. And then we have some weekends for the English dancing, and there are some smaller groups that do English American, and it's everyone in this little group.
Mm. So, and why do you like the English dances?
That's a good question.
Well, it's more social than dances that you do in a circle. You have a partner and you move on to other couples. And we like the music. Well,
yes, the music is wonderful. The English music, the country dance music, but also the more historical music that comes along with it is so beautiful, and that you can dance to it. It brings you back in a, and that's why I think dancing in a manner like this is quite different from going somewhere in a sports hall or something. For me, the imagination of how it was and what you were wearing and the way you were moving comes along with a building like this. You have that extra that's motivating you to do it well and to get dressed and to keep upright and to move smoothly and gently. And I think that's important too. That's part of why people lose the interest in these things. Everything's modern and they're not connected with this world. And for me, that's something that interests me too.
That heritage that it's at Halsey, I think, is really important. Yes. And the sense of place.
Yes.
And because we are away from cities and towns, we're in the countryside, we feel like we're separate. And then you've got the building.
Yes.
And then you've got the heritage of this building. I can completely understand what you say.
Yes.
Yeah, terrific. So is there nothing like this in Belgium? Any dance centres? Do you have...
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. No. No.
So Halsey is unique in the world of dance because of all the things.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, no, we're stuck with youth centres and sport halls and schools and things like that. And it's never the same. It's good to practice, but if you really want to dance and you want to feel it, you have to have the proper accommodation. Sometimes there are balls in an historical building in Ghent. It happens in the, how is it called?
In the town hall, but that was not for us, that was more for...
No, but it has been in a historical place, and you immediately see that people move different than when you see them on their regular dance evening. Mm. So it really makes a difference to have a place like this to dance. It's important.
We haven't mentioned the musicians here.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's quite something, too. We don't have that much live music in Belgium. People are used to dance on recordings, and it's never the same. The experience of dancing to live music, that's just wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. So are there any particular musicians that you recall or you like to dance to?
This weekend is always with the same caller and the same musicians.
They're very good.
Yeah.
They're very good.
Thank you very much. That's just going to be my last question. If there was some way of improving your experience at Halsey, what would it be?
A slightly bigger dance hall. Because we're a bit too crowded now.
Yeah.
It's really... Yeah, we can understand that to to have a weekend like this, there's always a lot of people on the waiting list, and you want to fill the rooms and to make it as cheap as possible for the people that come. But, well, it's just a tiny little bit too small.
We're working on that.
Thank you very much. We all hope we will live to dance in your accommodation.
Well, thank you both very much. I have to say it's been a pleasure to talk to you. And, yeah, thank you very much indeed.